Estevan. The Estevan Canets continue to accept donations for their third annual online auction, which is set to run from 9 a.m. on January 24 through 6 p.m. on January 29 at Estevan Canets Auction for Telemiracle Facebook page. Local Canets will take all proceeds from the auction to Saskatoon to be added to the Telemiracle total. Tara Kyle, Estevan Canet Club member and also Zone H representative for Telemiracle Foundation, who is responsible for the auction this year, said she started working on the event in November and December, and things have been coming together well. We've got quite a few responses. I'm still picking up a few prizes and stuff. But everybody's been really awesome about wanting to help out and contribute and support Saskatchewan Telemiracle, Kyle said. At the end of the last year, Canets were delivering letters to local businesses and individuals to see if anybody was interested in donating to the auction and to start getting things coordinated. The response they've received has been really good. People are always really off about the way they respond with Telemiracle. They know where the money goes, they know that it's a good cause and they get to help the people of Saskatchewan. So it's been really awesome, Kyle said. As of January 20, the Canets had about 60 bid items. Kyle said she still had a few to pick up and will continue to accept donations even once the auction is underway. She added she hopes to have closer to 100 or more items available for the auction and the total to be no less than $1,500, but they always want to go higher for Telemiracle. All bid items are posted on the Facebook page, and the bidding will happen under each item. Some of the lots include gift cards to local businesses and restaurants, paintings from local artists, a weighted blanket, an outdoor fire pit and much more. There will be a minimum bid for items, and then there will be different increments for bidding. Then people just keep an eye on what they want to purchase and keep bidding on it until the auction closes, Kyle explained. Winning bidders will be contacted on January 30 with payment information and must make arrangements to pay for their items before February 7, or the item will go to the next highest bidder. Once items are paid for, they will be released to the buyer. People are responsible for paying postage, shipping for the delivery of their items. Anybody is absolutely welcome to bid on the items, Kyle said. She added that the auction is open to anyone from across Saskatchewan, and even people out of the province. It may mean more work on behalf of Canets, but knowing how much this money can help, Kyle said it's worth it. The work pays off in the end, Kyle said. I'm actually on the foundation board. This is my second year, I am a zone rep. And getting to see where that money goes and having been a recipient of it ourselves, my husband and I were actually helped by Telemiracle with our little boy before he passed. And knowing where that money goes, makes all the work worthwhile. It's so worth it in the end. Kyle also thanked everyone who donated to their auction. I just want to thank all the businesses and the people of Estevan for their donations and for supporting us in this and making this happen because, without them, our auction wouldn't be possible. So, I just am so, so grateful for all the contributions and their willingness to contribute and give to a very worthy cause. If someone wants to donate bid items, they can message Kyle on Facebook or call her at 306-421-6375.